the Indians enter the All-Star break. They won the 14 games in a row, but then they kind of puttered out a little bit at the end of losing 6 of 9 heading into the break.
Right, but Amanda, you look at it overall, say, okay, on April 1st, Amanda, I'm telling you, come the All-Star break, the Indians are going to be 52-36, leading the Tigers by 6.5 games. Amanda, the hardcore baseball fan, would say...
No.
All right. I say, what if it is? How would you feel?
Pretty darn good.
And that's exactly how you should.
Yeah.
Now, I was down there Saturday. That was the day they lost in 11 or 12 innings, whatever it was, but talking to Francona. And he already was seeing some warning signs that he said, we're not paying attention to details like we were and this kind of thing.
Right.
But I also sense, too, is, you know, he's going to try to keep the foot on the gas, but you don't want to blow your team out.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. They talked a lot in spring training about not burying themselves early in the season, which they've done the last few years.
Yeah, definitely.
And even though April wasn't a winning record, it was 11-13.
It wasn't a disaster.
Because Francona's teams historically have played better in the second half.
Yeah.
Generally, it means two things. One is that the manager and the players aren't hating on each other, as they would say, because they're not. And secondly, that he's kind of figuring his roster out, how to use it. They're bringing up guys from the minors. Because a season, 162 games, almost 6 months, it's like putting a puzzle together.
Yeah.
You know, you put this piece in, no, that doesn't work, move that one there. So, you know, really, if you're an Indians fan, you probably should feel pretty good about the second half.
Yeah, because like you said, they always do kind of get better as the second half goes on. And a 6.5-game lead is... pretty nice.
It's exactly because, I mean, fans are worried about, you know, losing 6-9, but I looked at, like, going into the All-Star break, the last 10 games, the Indians were 4-6. The Royals, who went to the World Series last year, were 3-7.
Mm.
The Tigers were 4-6. The White Sox were 6-4. Only the Twins were buried in last place, won 7 out of 10. So all these teams are sort of staggering into it.
And like you said, you just have to win the division. I mean, that's what you're playing against.
Right. And you don't want to get the wild card if you can avoid it. You really want to win the division. Because remember what the wild card is.
Yeah. It's one game.
One game. Like back in 2013.
Yeah.
And that was the problem there. The Indians had a really good year. They're 92-70. If they could do 92-70 this year, they'll win the division.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the year I think the Tigers won 93 games.
Yeah.
Tigers won the division. So they sat there to wait for the winner of the wild card. And the Indians played Tampa Bay.
And they lost.
4-0.
Yeah.
One game, goodbye.
Goodbye.
So, whereas then you go and you end up playing, now you get into a real playoff situation, get into the divisional playoffs. And that's what they're aiming for. I mean, there's a couple of good things, bad things. You know, I'm a little concerned on Danny Salazar's arm.
Really?
You know, they said it's not so bad, but this is the second time this season they mentioned he's had a little tiredness in his elbow or something, and he was supposed to be able to pitch in the All-Star game. Now they're saying no. And I was there Saturday. I didn't think he threw very well.
Yeah.
So, and Salazar does have a long history, goes way back, of arm problems and major elbow surgery. So
okay. That's
a concern. The good one, if it works, is if they could actually get Michael Brantley back finally.
Yeah, he's played at all this
he's
season?
He's playing this week. He's playing minor league games this week. They want to see if he could do it. Because if he plays, and even play only 4 days a week in left field, then all of a sudden you get Juan Uribe off at third base all the time. You put Jose Ramirez over there.
Mm.
And so basically almost like you're fixing problems because third base has been a problem this year,
yeah. And
you're missing Brantley. So you put Brantley in and Ramirez over at third.
Okay.
And I know one of the things they're going to talk about, too, is that Lindor's only missed one game in the first half. I think Kipnis has missed 3, Santana 2. They got to get these guys some rest.
Yeah.
Napoli's only missed 6, and he's 35 years old.
Wow.
And he's had a good – but you don't want to wear these guys down. That's been the trick for Francona is how much do you play, guys, because you want to get out to this good start and that, but you don't want to just kill yourself.
Yeah.
And as he said, too, look, if we don't catch the ball and we don't run the bases well, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
You know, because the pitching can be pretty good, but if you're not helping it. So we're going to see. But, I mean, you got to be encouraged if you're a Tribe fan when you look at the big picture. And even though that they played some really bad baseball over the weekend, losing 3 out of 4 to New York.
Yeah, pretty ugly. So do you expect some changes after the All-Star break?
That's going to be fascinating to see. The trading deadline now is August 1st. It used to be July, end of July, but now it's August 1st. So Chris Antonetti almost every year has made deals at the trading deadline. Whether it's, you go back to Baldo Jimenez, they brought in him in here a couple years ago. Last year, they traded Dale Murphy and Brandon Moss, and he kept trading. Then all of a sudden, early August, that's when they got rid of Swisher and Bourne. Here's the amazing thing. Since they got rid of Swisher and Bourne in early August of 2015, they are 27 games over 500.
Wow. That was a big difference.
Yeah. I'm not saying just because they were all negative, but one of the things, and I wrote a story about this, is Francona and Antonetti, the general manager, sat down with the core players, with Kipnis and with Yan Gomes and Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco and Carlos Santana, a couple others, said, guys, you are now the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to, like, act like it, basically, and get some accountability going. Well, they ended up, these guys actually drew up kind of a little mini contract about being on time and doing your work and had the players sign it.
Really?
Now, how much did this have to do with what happened since? It's hard to say. You know, chemistry is like opening your hand and then closing it and wondering if I really got air in it or not.
Yeah.
You know, but the fact is, or even like being in a room, all of a sudden, you know, the oxygen's out of it. You're not breathing well. You can't see it.
Yeah.
But you feel it when it's working right. Well, chemistry is the same thing. The Indians have had good chemistry this year. And I think that's one of the things they're going to be looking at is how, if we make a change, you don't want to do something that shakes that, but you do want to augment it.
Okay.
And so we're going to see what else happens.
It's pretty exciting. But, of course, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Sure, you should be. I mean, the great thing is, you know, we always focus on our own team. Tigers got problems.
Yeah.
Royals got pitching problems. So it's a flawed division.
Yeah.
That's why, in fact, a lot of the experts were picking the Indians to win the division, like with 87, 88 wins, because they just didn't think a lot of teams were going to be, you know, racking up, putting up 95 wins next to their name. So I think 90 wins is enough for them to do that. So we'll see if they can get there. But, you know, I'm encouraged. And the other thing, too, is you have a manager in Francona who has been through this before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact is, look, they're on their way to their fourth consecutive winning season since he got here. They had not had two winning seasons in a row since 2000 and 2001.
Wow.
Now, it's not all him, but it's almost like somebody who was a manager said, it's like a race car. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a really good race car and a bad driver, you can crash it.
Yeah, right.
But if you have a great driver and a lousy car, you know, you're not going to win the race. But the ideal thing is, like, when the car is pretty good and you got a sharp driver, you can actually kind of get a little bit of an edge of a guy who has a good car just like yours, but he's just an average driver, you know.
Right.
And it sounds funny, but it is. It's just the slight edges of that. And, you know, Francona has always worked on keeping guys kind of lined up and worrying about how they're feeling and thinking. Even though he's sort of an old school guy, he is, you know, more of a in touch with your feelings kind of manager than a lot of those. And I remember I talked to him a long time ago in spring training for a long story. And he said, you know, I've been injured.
Mm-hmm.
I've been cut. I've sat on the bench. I also was a number one draft choice. I won a batting title in the minors. You know, he's kind of seen them both. And he said, so I think I'm more in tune with what happens with players. And he walks that line between, because the front office is very numbers driven with the Indians. They're very analytical, all that. And he's a guy that, you know, at the same time looks at players. I remember Napoli was telling me, and Rajay Davis, who they brought in, he said that, you know, he's done it. He goes, we've played for guys that are just pure numbers guys. You know, this is what you hit, and this is it. And he said, a lot of times, all right, I may have bad numbers against a certain pitcher that's pitching that day, but right now I'm playing well. This week I'm feeling good or whatever. So he goes, he'll play you.
Mm-hmm.
And the flip side is, like, you're worn down. Even though you hit this guy, you really need a day off.
Yeah.
We'll rest you. Okay. So it may sound subtle, but if you're just purely by the number, sometimes you miss the human element.
Okay. It's going to be a fun second half. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.